Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
I am so excited for this Happy Friday because we are finally going to do an episode for so long.
Yes.
So today we are going to talk about the two books that Haley and I had given each other as like the top books that we think the other person should read, and now we have both finished those books.
Yes, and I know it was my fault that it took forever, but
that's
yes,
okay.
I finally got it done. Thank goodness.
Yes. So, Haley, what book did I have you read?
You had me read Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmuth or Garmus?
Garmus.
Yes, Garmus.
Yes.
And then what did I have you read?
I'm sorry, I just yawned. You had me read A History of Wild Places by Shay Earnshaw.
Mm-hmm.
So let's first talk about what these books are about. So The History of Wild Places by Shay Earnshaw is about a guy who can see like the after images of people. So if he like touches something that kind of what they were last doing. So he uses this talent to go look for missing people.
Usually like I think in areas where they were last seen or
yes.
something like that, to see if he can follow their trail and see if he mm-hmm. can like find them or use that as like kind of like if there's like a dead end, like a cold trail or whatever mm-hmm. people like to say, he would try to use that to try to spark the investigation again. But honestly, the book really isn't about that. Like
it is not
hardly at all. So I think that's hard to like say, oh, well, the book is about this guy. It's like, okay, yeah, that guy does have that power,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
But
even...
in the most majority of the book has to do with this like group of people in this place called Pastoral, which is like a group of people who like left mainstream life to go live in the middle of the woods. That yes. is what the majority of the book is about.
Yes. And it's about two people that live there and mm-hmm. some of the like stuff that happens in that area, like to the community members and stuff like that, of like what's going on, if like because there's some drama and there's some stuff that happens of like people are getting sick and people don't know why. There's there's this legend or whatever that like mm-hmm. if you leave beyond the borders you're gonna get sick,
that you'll
and
get
die,
like this
and...
sickness yeah mm-hmm.
So there's like a lot of fear around them actually leaving that space that they've cultivated.
Mm-hmm. And are you in the playroom?
Yes, I am in my children's playroom because
I knew it.
There's no other place for me to go at the current moment. So yes,
I knew
this
it.
Little monkey started singing. Whoops.
Anyway, but and then they start to realize that there was potentially some people that came into Pastoral and
but
are trying to figure out
no
who those
memory
people
of
are.
That. Like,
but there's
like,
no memory.
Like,
they don't know
and
who,
it's not that they're
what
like
happened
advertising it or anything like that. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, these people have entered in, but they aren't sick. So how is that possible? Because we thought it was all sick out there, which I feel like is like standard stuff that happens of like
cult.
Yeah, and like a cult thing. It's like, if you go out there, you're gonna, you know, like be ruined or poisoned or whatever. Uh-huh. And so there's this fear of like leaving, like I said earlier. But yeah, these people somehow made it in. And we don't know who they are, and they're not advertising it. So it's kind of just trying to break down this like cult and kind of like break it apart and figure out what's actually happening. And these two characters play a really big role in just the storytelling of all of this. And also just kind of have their own little special powers of their own to be able to try to figure out like what's really happening. Why are these people really getting sick? And they're trying to just like break all of that down.
Yes. Gave it a 3 star out of 5,
which you said
was the same.
Which
as
is what
you.
I gave it. Yes, 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 yes. And so I should like explain why I wanted you to read it if it's not like a 5 star. So the reason I really wanted you to read it is because I feel like there is such a unique way that the story is told. I feel like the characters have such unique character arches that like you don't necessarily see in other things. And I think as well, like the ending in particular was something that I kept returning to in my memory of like, oh wow, that really did like stick with me more than I thought, to the point where I was like, should I change my rating for this? Because there is some stuff obviously that's revealed through like this investigation and these people trying to figure out what's actually happening there and whatnot. And there's something that happens at the end, which I was not expecting. And I feel like it just painted this picture of a society where it's like they can kind of choose, like people can choose what life they want to live and they're given options. And I think sometimes people's choices surprise us because it's like, well, why would they, you know, I mean, you can see that in any other situation, you know, like in positive or negative, but it's like, why would they choose to go back to that? Like, I thought they didn't like it, or I thought they liked this better or things like that. So there's a lot of stuff that gets revealed and then you're like, well, why did they make that choice? And it just like kind of stuck with me to ponder of like, that's so unique because I feel like a lot of times like books,
it
like
just
that,
went
it just
different
kind of,
than you expected.
Yeah. Because a lot of times you to yourself like, oh, like we've found all this stuff out and then it's like happily ever after, everything's great. But this one is a little bit like doesn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. So I thought that's what really stuck out to me and why I kind of wanted you to experience it, because I wanted you to see what you thought of it and if you thought the ending was justified and or not or anything like that.
So for me, I would say my rating of it was mostly related to, I think I lost like a full star just because it was very much not the way that I thought the book was going to go. Like we said, it was focused way more on the pastoral people and not what I wanted the book to more be about. So that was not my favorite. And then I think the other thing is the ending, although I do really love like a crazy ending that you're not expecting, I think this is the one time I would have really enjoyed like
it's just going the way you anticipated.
Actually going the way that I thought it would go, just for like the character's sake. And also there are just a few like technical things where I was like, huh, that's an interesting thing that character made that. Because there's a couple different perspectives that we got in the book. And the thing that was interesting to me is like a reason to like leave pastoral. I'll just say this. There was a reason to leave pastoral. And then the characters were like debating going back. But the reason that they left pastoral ended up getting resolved. So, like, it would have made pastoral a safe place to be again. However, when they were debating going back or not, they didn't know that that thing got resolved. That happened after they left.
Yeah.
So, that thing, that really bothered me, that where it was, like, they just, like, made this decision knowing that they could potentially be walking back into
an unsafe situation, but did it anyway. And that really bothered me because, like, yes, as like the reader, we knew things were fine, but it just felt like a little bit of like a, ooh, they really like missed that it should have not been, they should have thought more about it. But that's just my perspective. So those are like the things that kind of made me want to give it 3 stars. I will say that it was a really easy to read book, and I did really like the chapters in Pastoral, and I wanted to know what was going on. But I think there was other points in the plot where I was just like, oh, like, I guess I thought this was going to go differently, or, oh, I would have, you know, I would have liked this instead of that. And that's just like personal preference, obviously.
Yeah. I think too, for me, like, I agree with you, but I think for me, I felt like I could just see it as like a movie. Like, it reminded me of like The Village or something like that, where it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's like not like a ton of crazy stuff happens, but it's more of like, this is a really weird situation to be in, and I'm intrigued by it, and I'm intrigued about why these people are there. I don't know. I think maybe I just have an affinity for stuff like that I think is interesting and like captures my attention in a way that like makes me ponder things a little bit of like, huh, that's kind of weird. Why would they do that? Or whatever. But like, even like one of the characters is like blind, and she picks up on a lot of stuff that's happening. And it just feels like there's like a mystical element to everything. It does feel very, you know what I mean? Like, it feels very, So I think that was something that intrigued me, and I enjoyed a lot of just like the uniqueness of the book in itself and what it was talking about. And it, I think that was something that really drew me in. But I totally understand why you gave it what you gave it. And I'm not like, oh, like, I'm not distraught. I'm like, no, I totally get that.
I mean, we gave it the same stars.
Yeah, so. Same rating. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Haley. So I had you read Lessons in Chemistry. Tell us about the book. What's it about?
So Lessons in Chemistry is about a chemist who, she starts working at this college or graduate like research area. And runs into this guy named Calvin, and they hit it off not right away, but they like realize there's something about each of them that like draws them to each other. Like, they just have a lot of unique quirkiness, things that they see eye to eye in a lot of different ways, and they fall in love, and then tragedy strikes, and I don't really want to say, but anyway, tragedy strikes and something happens. And the main character can't practice chemistry anymore and is in need of another job, and stumbles across, which is kind of weird, through her daughter, stumbles across a TV producer who's in search of a new TV show. And she kind of just takes him off guard, and in a positive way. And he's like, huh. I've looked everywhere and through all these people's like portfolios, and no one's capturing my attention as much as this like random mom from my daughter's class. Like, it's so interesting. So he offers her a job, and without him even realizing she's in need of one, he just throws it out there because he's in desperate need of somebody who's entertaining that can hopefully like
it's not like a prime spot. He's not like trying to find like the next big thing. He kind of just needs a spot like a to be filled, and he's trying make the company happy, so that he was like, oh, well, why don't we try this?
Yeah. So he offers her a job, and she accepts, and it's essentially a cooking show. But she takes it a lot more seriously and ends up talking a lot more about like the chemistry of food, and refers to food and items in like their scientific names and stuff like that, and starts to kind of capture the heart of America's housewife. And
They get like very into her show so much.
And they start to like really go after like more things, like, and like more than just cleaning the house and doing whatnot. Like, she also empowers them in that way, but she's also encouraging them to not st- stay in societal norms and kind of push boundaries a little bit.
Because I don't think we mentioned this, but this book is based in like
the 50s.
Yeah.
50s so. And 60s, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that's essentially it. And it's just like her journey and the life that they live and just like the relationships that they meet along the way. And there's, you know, like kind of like full circle as well, where they like tie in some stuff that happened in the past and they meet people, those people in the future. And so it kind of just like all wraps up fairly nicely. So that's it. That's the book.
All right. So I will share why I wanted you to read the book.
Okay.
So to preface, I read this book in almost one entire sitting. First of all, I had no idea what to expect. That it was becoming very popular in the reading world, but I didn't really know what it was about. And it has like a weird, I think it's a weird cover for what the book's about. It's like a cool, yeah, like reddish orange book cover, which I really like. And then it's this girl where it's like she's got her hair up in a bun, she's got glasses on, and she's got like a pencil in her glasses, and it's just like this, yeah, cartoon face. And I just definitely expect it
kind
it
of
to
seems
be...
like it kind of seems like it would be like an Allie Hazelwood type book where,
yeah, like a modern day chemistry lady
who like, yeah, maybe falls in love or something like that.
And yeah, but it's yeah, it's so much more than that. First of all, I did not expect it to be a historical fiction book, like from the cover. Just,
yeah,
didn't expect it. It's also very funny the way that the book is written. Mm-hmm. it has a lot of good humor in it. And I like, one of like my favorite characters is their dog 630, right? That's, mm-hmm, his name. Such a fun random name too. Like, I don't know. And like 630 is given like, there's like parts where he's like talking in his head and like,
oh,
you,
yeah,
know that
you
like
can hear him talking about, yeah, stuff in the situation. Because the one thing about the main character Elizabeth, she like does not accept limits for anybody. So she like teaches, she like reads to 630 and tries to teach, mm-hmm, him all these words.
Yeah.
And she sets up her kitchen as like a lab and has 630 learn how to help her with, uh-huh, like doing experiments and things like that. And even from a young age, her daughter also learns a lot of things and has a very wide vocabulary and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. So she just is like,
she's
very
like
black and white and, yes, just and very go-getter and doesn't really, like I said, doesn't really accept limitations for herself or
and
anybody
she's just,
around
she's
her.
She's just so like not focused. Yeah, she doesn't accept limitations. She's so unfocused on what the cultural expectation would be for a woman of her time. Like she's just doing her thing and she's not doing it in a rude way. She's literally just like, I'm Elizabeth Zott. Like, this
doing.
Is me.
It's
like,
me. And yeah, and she's not like putting other people down either.
No,
she's
never
not saying like what you think is wrong and what I think is right. She's just like, well, this is just how I'm operating. You know,
how I am,
this
and
is
if
kinda how
if
I do my thing.
Yeah, and if you're different, that's fine. But like, well, let me do my thing. And she's just so like she's such a fun, like witty character. So I really loved her character. I really loved just like the relationships that she made with people because she kind of reminds me almost a little bit of like the personality, a little bit of like Katniss Everdeen, where she just is like unaware that people find her charming and she's just like doing her thing and she's like, what? And so like, that's why I really like that about Elizabeth Zott.
I think she's like a Mary Poppins.
I can see that too. She's very like magical in her sciencey thing, but she's also very serious about
like
it.
How she talks, like,
yeah,
just so direct and like can throw shade pretty well.
yeah. She's just very clever. And I liked her love story with Calvin. I really like her daughter and her relationship with her daughter. I really love her relationship with her neighbor and how like her neighbor came over when she like had a newborn baby and noticed that she was struggling.
Yeah.
And just helped her. And I don't know. It's such a lovely book. And like the relationships she makes with like the people on like the rowing team that she's a part of, that she gets involved with. And like the rowing club, it's just like such like a very vivid book. And I just remember when I got to the end, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like things are really working out for Elizabeth and like it's all kind of coming together. And I flipped the page and that was the end. And I was like, I mean, I guess like that we achieved the goal, like the goal of the whole book has been achieved. But in my head, I was like, I want to be a part of this with Elizabeth as she's furthering her goals and furthering her like studies. And I want to be along for the ride. So I was a little sad about that. But I read like the last, like, did you read at the end of the book where it was like the extra like scenes or whatever? Yeah. I thought that was just really cute. Anyway, I just thought it was really cute. I loved that it really just like the writing, I think, is what really like blew me away. I thought it was so good and it just like touched me in my soul. Anyway, that was why I wanted you to read it.
Well, I definitely enjoyed it. I ended up giving it 5 stars.
No way, really?
Yeah, but only because honestly, I can't sit here and be like, well, I've docked it a star because of this or that. Like, I can't really like nitpick it, but it's not like I was like in love, but I also wasn't not enjoying it. You can't really find a fault in it. Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't it, but
I get that you didn't like fall in love with it, but yeah, but if there's no real reason to dock a point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I did really like it. I loved her daughter was really fun. She's a fun character. She's a very intelligent 4-year-old.
She is.
I loved 6:30. That was sweet. I would say maybe like if I had to give like a little thing of like, I didn't really like this. I think after a little while, stuff got a little monotonous towards the end.
Yeah, I can see that.
It kind of started to be like drag on or kind of annoying, not annoying, but just like took the last probably 150 pages took me like way too long to read because I felt like every time I sat down to read it, it just felt like I was reading the same kind of stuff over and over again because the first part of the book, there is so much stuff that happens. And
yeah,
I think it could have probably been summed up or moved a little faster, but you're right. Like by the end, like everything has kind of like, you found out all the mysteries and the questions you were asking. It's all revealed, but then it's like the end. So like if it had been a little bit shorter in some of the other areas and then maybe tagged a little bit past that at the end, I think that would have maybe wrapped it up a little bit better. But overall, I did really like it. I thought she was a fun character. I liked I liked the relationships that she built with everybody around her. But there, I feel like there's another part too that I wasn't like, and I think this towards the end, like at one point she gets interviewed for a magazine and that doesn't go super well. Like this whole time she's trying to like retell herself, like, I'm a real chemist. I'm a real chemist. I'm just not a TV star, because she is a chemist, but she's not actually in the lab day in and day out. And I think that starts to mess with her a little bit. So like after a little while, I was like, kind of getting like I said, it kind of felt like monotonous a little bit, and just some of the stuff started to get like the third act of the, it's like the third act of the play, and I was like, okay, this part, did we really need like all of this in here, or could we have like summed it up a little bit better? So that would be my only like complaint of it. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I liked her and Calvin's relationship, and I liked how characters that are previously mentioned like offhandedly kind of get brought up later in the story, and they actually play a part in everything. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And yeah, it's nice when like a book feels like everything that they mentioned had like a purpose. Like I'm just remembering this now, but like thinking about the fact that 630 used to be a bomb sniffing dog, but he like was like, he what like, why did he stop the program? There was like something
he was too afraid, like he didn't like to do it. He didn't he like knew what he was supposed to do, but he always like froze, like he didn't think that he he just didn't pass the program, so they didn't let him continue.
But like even that aspect of 630 as a character comes back in the book, like it's not a throwaway like thing about him,
thing that he
it's used in the plot. So just like little things like that, I just felt like it was such like a well-written book.
Yes, I agree.
So what are you going to be reading next on the list of books I recommended to you then? And are you thankful that you read it?
No, I am glad I read it. It took me way too long.
Yeah. It's a long book.
But that's because, well, I mean, if I would have given myself the time to do it and not just read it when I could and then set it down for like a week and then picked it back up.
Yeah.
I think that I would have been able to finish it within like 2 or 3 days. Because it does move quick. You're right. There's a lot of like good fluid, like it just flows really well. If I just didn't have time to do that. The next book on the list from you for me is I Have Some Questions for You by Rebecca Mackay.
Yes.
However, I'm not reading that one right now because I can't tell you. Oh, I can tell you. My book of the month books are embarrassingly stacked to the point where there is like no way I can finish this challenge this year. Like there is no way. I am 10 books behind on Book Boss, 0 debuts read, and I have 20 books on my shelf that have not been read.
Oh my.
So
I'm
going to be reading some book of the month. Because I got a box last month and I had like two months ago I had like one or two books in it and I completely forgot I got one of them. I was like, oh, I thought, isn't this Mad's book? Like, no, this
which
is
one was
I
it?
Got this book, The Intern. I don't even remember reading this. What is even is this about? That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what even is this? Haley. Oh, this is when she works for that judge. This girl works for a judge.
Yes.
She's an intern for the judge. Okay. But like, I'm looking at some of these. I'm like, yes, I remember this and this and this and this. But some of them are so old. Like, some of them just really need my attention and I have not given it. So I need to set aside
the book you're going to read now is a book of the month, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Praise. Yes.
You don't even want to know about my book of the month challenge.
Yeah, you have over and above achieved.
One book away from completing the Shelf Slayer, which is 30 books.
Good job.
I know. I've not done that before.
That's so
good. I only have 4 books to rate.
Good job. Well, one of them you're going to be reading hopefully soon because we're both reading it together.
We are. So, Haley, would you like to share what we're both reading together?
Yes, we are going to be reading Bright Young Women by, if I can find it really quick, Jessica Knoll.
Yes.
And it's essentially like Ted Bundy in a book.
Yep, it's that a fictionalized version of Ted Bundy, but it's not Ted Bundy.
But do people know who Ted Bundy is?
Unfortunately, I would hope people know who Ted Bundy is. He was a serial killer in the 1970s and 80s.
And he terrorized women.
He did in the Pacific Northwest and Florida.
Yes. And that's literally the synopsis. Yes. January 1978, a serial killer has terrorized women across the Pacific Northwest.
100%.
His existence couldn't be further from the minds of the vibrant young women at the top sorority on Florida State University's campus in Tallahassee. So this is literally Ted Bundy. And I'm pretty I'm pretty sure either the author said this or someone else said this of like, no, this is literally like, Jessica took inspiration from Ted Bundy and wrote the book. So yeah, I am excited to read it together. Hopefully I can read it quickly. It's not as
I hope
as
so
you, but
too.
Hopefully I can get some reading done. But it has been a hot minute since I've read like a thriller. So we will see how I handle that. I've even had to take some breaks from my like crime podcast lately.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. So I think it's because I am just so busy with so many things that when I have any downtime, I don't know if I want to be more stressed than I already am. And sometimes those things can be stressful because you just get on guard all the time. So I'm thinking I've been trying to read a little bit more of like relaxing books, I guess you could say, things that aren't as like hype. But I did read Zero Days not too long ago.
You did.
More thriller, and that was fun. So I'm sure this is going to be good. But Ted Bundy gives me the creeps.
He does give me the creeps as well. But also, I have to. Yeah, I mean, I had to watch the movies, and I have to read the stuff.
I watched it with you.
I know that's such a good movie. The Zac Efron one is so good. But here's the thing, and I think that you're the same. I can't watch like actual documentaries of the real people. gives me too much of the heebie-jeebies. Like, I can watch it when it's fake and stuff like that, but I can't watch like
the real people.
Mm-mm. I can't watch true crime documentaries. Like, I could listen to it. I could watch.
I think I can do documentaries.
Ooh, okay.
I think I can do documentaries because I think of it more as like crime. Like, the podcast is like the crime of the true. But sometimes when I watch like thriller movies, I think I just like get too hyped up in it.
That's fair.
I don't know, because I think a documentary, I'm thinking, oh, this is like intellectual, where like a thriller movie is like for entertainment, and then I'm like, yeah, like freaked out the whole time.
That's fair. That's a fair point. I think I just can't, I cannot look at the real people's face. Like, it really freaks me out. Like, when I see, like,
the real Ted Bundy pictures.
Like, the real Ted, oh my God. Ugh, I'm picturing him in my head right now.
I know.
And it's so creepy.
I feel bad for his, like, long-term girlfriend or fiance.
Oh, I know.
And then she's like, I think that they're talking about my boyfriend.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can you imagine? Good for
Oh my gosh. I'm scrolling on Facebook right now because sometimes I multitask while we're recording. And guess what I just saw? A trailer for Lessons in Chemistry starring Brie Larson on Apple TV.
So we forgot to mention that, but that is a it is a TV show right now. It is out already, right?
Yes. I think almost all the episodes are out, if not all of them.
Yeah. So I don't have Apple TV, so can't watch it. But I kind of am like, I've not analyzed the cast, but I'm not like super sold on her being Elizabeth now that I've like actually read it. I feel like recently casting has not been like my favorite thing, because I think Daisy Jones was so perfect that everyone besides them, like any other like book to movie adaptation that I've seen recently that I'm looking at the cast, I'm just like, I don't know if you fit. No one fits as well as those.
I don't know.
There's something about her.
I
like Brie, though. No, this thing, I like her as an actress. I really like her.
I just
don't know if I see her in that role. So that's why I'm like kind of medium about it.
And here's the thing. Here's why I don't see her in that role is, even though I know that Elizabeth Zott is supposed to be a blonde, I always pictured her brunette. Always, always, always. And you know who I pictured as Elizabeth Zott?
Who?
Claire Foy from The Crown, the one who plays young Queen Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, she would do such a good job.
Right? I pictured her literally, because she, like, especially when she plays the queen, she's got that like sharp, like quick way that she speaks. And I could just really see her being like in a chemist's lab. And so like when Brie Larson was announced, I'm like, okay, she is blonde and it'll work. But in my head, I was like, it's Claire Foy all the way. It's Claire Foy.
I can't see her delivering the lines that Elizabeth says.
Yeah.
Unless she changes her tonation or has had like a diction person help her, the way that she talks is not the way that Elizabeth talks. So it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to see. I will definitely watch it though.
How?
I definitely will. I'll just get Apple TV and they'll cancel it afterwards.
If you do, you're going to have to let us know how it is. If it's like worth it, or if you're just like, yeah, waste of time.
Okay. I will.
Never know. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, so we are reading Bright Young Women. I haven't started it yet, have you?
I've read one single page, half of a page.
Okay, I've not read a single word, so you're ahead of me.
I literally sat down to read, and then within like 30 seconds, my child woke up from a nap.
How dare they?
So, I know.
Which child, the baby one?
The baby one, yeah.
Oh my, that's a good baby.
It is.
Anyway. That
doesn't let me read these children.
How dare they? Do you remember when your older kid was a baby and that's the only kid that you had? And when he would have nap times, we would go and sit on your front porch and we would read together while he slept.
It was so divine.
It was such a nice time of your life.
It was. It was.
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, at least your older one is like old enough to entertain himself now, though.
Yes. That's true.
But that baby.
But not the baby.
The baby's too baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, before we talk about
we're like zoning off
topic, we're just like, baby. I hope that you guys all enjoyed this episode of Lit Sis. And let us know if you have read Lessons in Chemistry or the Wild Places book, the title I can't think of.
The History of Wild Places.
History of Wild Places. And if you are going to watch Lessons in Chemistry TV show, or if you have, how is it so far? And do you also picture Claire Foy as Elizabeth Zott, or am I alone in this?
I'm going to have to sit on that. I don't know who I picture, but definitely not either of those people.
Okay, well, let me know who you picture in your head.
I will. I'll see. I'll see what comes up.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then also just in updates for myself, don't forget my book, Take My Sunshine, is coming out in January. I just got the last edit back from my editor today. Woo! So I've been going through that, and we'll be submitting the fully finished and furbished, I guess, manuscript very, very soon. So please keep your eye out. When I have a more specific date, I shall let you guys know.
Amazing. Cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.